Enemy in Sight by Alexander Kent. Read by Michael Jaston. No captain can do very wrong if he places his ship alongside that of an enemy. Horatio Nelson. Chapter 1. A Time for Parting. The tall window of the Golden Lion Inn, which faced south across Plymouth Sound, shivered violently in its frame as another freak gust speckled the glass with drizzle and blown spray. Captain Richard Bolitho had been standing with his back to a blazing log fire, his hands behind him, as he stared unseeingly at the bedroom carpet, and the sudden flurry of wind made him look up, his mind dragging with the mixed emotions of urgency and a new alien sense of apprehension at leaving the land. He crossed quickly to the window and stood looking down across the deserted roadway, the shining cobbles and the grey tossing water beyond. It was 8 o'clock in the morning, but being the first day of November, was still almost too dark to see much more than a blurred grey panorama through the dappled glass. He could hear voices beyond the bedroom door, the sound of horses and wheels in the yard below, and knew that the moment of parting had almost arrived. He stooped over a long brass telescope, which was mounted on a tripod by the window, no doubt for the benefit of inn-guests, or the amusement of those who saw the passing ships of war as nothing more than things of beauty or momentary distraction. It was strange to realize that 1794 was drawing to a close, that England had been at war with revolutionary France for nearly 2 years, and still there were many people who were either indifferent or totally unaware of their peril. Perhaps the news had been too good, he thought vaguely, and certainly this year had gone well at sea. Howe's conquest, the glorious 1st of June, as it was now called, Jarvis's capture of the French West Indian Islands, and even the taking of Corsica in the Mediterranean, should have meant that the way was already opening up for...